What's up, Lady Ballers? We're back on Shit Soccer Girls Say. And on this week's episode, we got to speak to an incredible freestyler named Lisa Zamouche.
Who you may also know on Instagram as Lisa Freestyle.
She's breaking the internet.
She whips out some impressive moves.
I feel like she's one of those people that would be on your team and you would be jealous of, like, during the juggling, the beginning of practice.
She would win every juggling competition that your coach would run. Whatever, we're not mad.
I feel like on every team there's, like, the split between the really technical players with the good footwork and who can juggle, like, to 100 easily. And
then show offs.
Like, and then there's, like, the powerhouse brute force ones that we use our physical force to kind of hide the fact that we can't juggle really well and things like that.
I think it nicely balances out the team, though. You need both of those players. That's and true. Everyone in between.
It's just like those first 20 minutes of practice, you're usually like hiding behind the coach.
Yeah.
Right?
Were you that person that juggled just with your knees?
Oh, yeah.
That was me.
Or only with your right foot. Yes.
Or with like my flat ball that I forgot to pump up but didn't want to say anything because you'd probably run.
Forgot to pump up.
Like, God forbid, coach was like, all right, 25 juggles and then you can go home. I was there for at least another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
At least. I never actually did, and he just felt bad and said, you can go home.
Or you just lied.
We had quite a few fibbers. There was definitely some juggle fibs going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, I fibbed.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but when I was younger, I just wanted to be done.
Yeah. But to win the contest?
No, not to win the contest, to just be done so that I wasn't last.
To not be publicly humiliated.
Exactly.
Yes, I specifically remember, this is college, Division I college soccer. Jim was like, 50 juggles and then you can go inside and end. I swear to God, I sat out there and he let me literally try for a decent amount of time. And I never got 50. It was me. I wasn't the only one, thank God.
Yeah.
It was like a few goalkeepers and me, maybe. He eventually was just like, all right, that was enough.
Well, that's definitely not Lisa because she's insane with her juggling skills.
Yeah. She spoke all about how she's into women's empowerment too, and how she's really using her platform as a voice for, you know, being a strong female athlete, which is so awesome.
And she's a female who's really trying to break into a space that most people may think is a male-dominated space, but she's really kind of paving the way for female freestylers.
And she has an incredible French accent, which, I mean, we'll do a little disclaimer right now. The sound on this isn't amazing, but we promise this won't happen again. But please stick with it because what she says is important and really amazing.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool. So we are here at Soccer World Prob's headquarters with Lisa Zamouche. Yeah. We are so excited to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you say it right?
Yeah.
I did. Oh. I crushed it.
What made you love freestyle compared to playing like in a team environment?
That's two different things. Yeah.
Yeah, very different.
Yes. I think I feel free. There's no boundaries. I can do whatever I want. I'm still playing with football players, but at the same time, I can mix my discipline with basketball, with artists, different artists. So that's what makes me choose freestyle.
Nice. I'm so curious. What's the coolest move that you've done in a game? Ever done a rainbow over someone's head?
No, my coach will kill me. So
I was a victim of one of those. What do you even do at that point? You're just watching it go over your head.
Yeah,
you and then you say, wow, good job.
You enjoy the rainbow.
You set yourself out. So how does it feel to be a female in a male-dominated sport?
First, when I started, I was 7 years old, so to me, I didn't realize that, okay, I'm a girl and this is a male thing. But now that I'm older, I think that's, sometimes people are talking trash and, you know, they're saying things that's not good for a girl. But, you know, I've always been a girl who I don't care. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care. If you tell me that I cannot do something, I will do it. Just because you told me that's, it's not possible. Watch me. So that's how I started playing against boys on the streets, because they were speaking and they were telling me, no, you're a girl, you shouldn't be playing soccer, especially in Europe. Mm-hmm. You know, I think in the US it's more a girl sport. No,
it's definitely growing more, but
yeah,
I can totally see how that would happen. It's
Yeah, but now that I posted video and people are like, okay, now I want to challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't care about the fact that I'm a girl. They want to challenge me because they know that I can do, that I can beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
You can tell in the change of her voice how confident, like you are. I can tell you're a confident person, and we always try to tell our followers, you know, you have to build that confidence mm-hmm. in yourself. What are some ways that you help that confidence? Or
I don't know, maybe because I'm from somewhere that I've always been in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
People come on with this.
Mm-hmm.
You got thicker skin.
Yes. And that's, I don't know.
You don't let it affect you deep down. I feel like you shake it off and you're like, I'm going to prove you wrong. And I think that's awesome. And that's
mm-hmm.
something we would love our followers to, you know, do. Yeah.
I think more and more girls are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
And that's partially because of you. Like, you're paving the way for a lot of other freestylers, which is amazing.
I'm trying.
So I feel like a lot of the girls we follow, the fear of messing up is something that really gets to them. And now that's in a game situation where you have 50 times to correct yourself or to make up for that mistake. Now, how do you deal with the fear of messing up? Is that something you try to not focus on? Is that something you... Like, how do you handle that? Because it's obviously when you're trying to string a bunch of tricks together,
mm-hmm.
if you mess up one of them, you mess up your whole sequence.
Yeah, when you mess up, you can see it. Like, people can see it. It's not like a dance when you mess. You can, you know,
play it
hide
off.
It. But
mm-hmm.
When you mess your tricks or something, you have to to deal with it. And I've learned how to deal with it since my childhood, because I started freestyle really early, and started playing all over the world early and doing shows, and I was in a crew, and now I'm alone, but with them, with older boys, I was, you know, was watching them and learning from them, so that's how I deal with, and now I'm used to it, so even when I mess up, I know how to.
So did you say you were in a crew? Like there was
I was
like...
in a crew, yeah.
Like teams, like
yeah,
you could battle teams.
You can see a little crew now, but I was in a crew and now I'm alone. But it helped me how to change my mentality and to know how to work, because I was young, so
mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to speak with a client. Or but when you with older boys, they teach you how to speak and. That was a nice experience.
That's cool.
Do you have any role models in the freestyle world? Like, is there someone in particular that like you looked up to growing up and beginning?
In the freestyle world, no, I don't, because I don't, what, not in freestyle, but I have a lot of role models, of course, in sport in
mm-hmm.
general.
Yeah, who are some of them?
Like
okay.
Serena Williams, of
mm-hmm.
course, she's one of those role models, but even in the industry in general, I have Beyonce, the way that she's working, the way she's the greatest
she's
right
awesome.
Now, and you know, she's always trying to challenge herself, and that's the thing that I'm trying to do all the time.
Yeah. Do you see yourself as like an artist as well? Is that kind of why you think of Beyonce? Because what you do is like an art form as well as a sport.
Yeah, I think freestyle can be a mix.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can be that's a sport, of course, but you can mix it. You know, I always play with music. I need
mm-hmm.
music. Like, without, it doesn't make sense. I play with music, with a beat. So, yeah, I think it's a mix. And I have my sister who's playing violin, and she's a hip-hop dancer as well. So,
oh,
I'm born in
that's
really
cool.
this thing.
Have you ever collaborated together?
Yeah, we did a show a month ago. And
I gotta look
that's,
that up.
Oh, I have the video, and that's amazing because... You know, she's playing violin, dancing at the same time, and I'm freestyling next to her, and you know.
You guys are
that's
really
so
talented.
Cool.
I can't even pat my stomach and pat my hand at the same time while I'm but it actually leads me to the next question. I'm so curious about your training. Like, do you listen to music and just go for hours on end when you're training? Like, what does it look like?
It's kind of like that. I always train. I'm always in shape.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes I'm just with my ball, with my music, and I just train tricks, and yeah, just when I feel the music,
mm-hmm.
I just hear the same music and I'm trying to do something new, mm-hmm. something new. That's the hardest thing in freestyle, to do something new. Especially when you put a lot of videos, you know, mm-hmm. people are like, okay, you have to do something new, you have to do new tricks, and you're like, yeah. But that's not easy.
Yeah.
Let me train, let me practice.
You do some new tricks.
that's the challenge, and I love it too, mm-hmm. because I have to create new things, new contents mm-hmm. all the time, and that's real cool.
Have you ever done a trick that no one else has done before? Like, have you created one that other people aren't doing?
I created one trick with my hair. I don't know if you know that trick. I can show you, but that's a trick where the ball come between my hair and my arm.
You gotta show us.
We'll post it when we post the podcast.
Yeah. I'm gonna show you.
That's awesome. Really cool. What's the longest it's ever taken for you to nail a trick like that? Behind the scenes trying to get one down.
The first 6 months, my first 6 months of freestyle at the worst, because you don't know how to do anything. So you're like, okay, I'm gonna try something, but you don't know how to do that trick. Even the around the world, that was mm-hmm. one of the tricks.
You're telling me.
So, and you can easily give up. That's why I think in freestyle, you have to keep pushing, because you can easily give up. Because you don't know how to do this, and you're mad, and you. But you know, I just want to do that trick all the time, so I can stay like 4 hours doing one trick.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wow. Amazing. God. Yeah. So that takes a lot of patience.
Yeah. But my ego, you know. I don't leave this place without.
Yeah,
that's why you're the best. Yeah. I think that mentality is so key.
After working on it for so long, I would be like, I am not leaving here until I figure this out, and that's like another hour and another hour.
I want to show up.
So Serena, Beyonce, they're your role models. A lot of girls look up to you as their role model in this world. What's a piece of advice you would give younger freestylers, females?
Even soccer. Girls, but I'd say just follow your dream and be motivated. Don't listen to people. If you know what you want to do, just keep doing this.
Mm-hmm. Love it. That's awesome. So we know that you are into women's empowerment, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. We would love to know, because our company is about empowering young females to feel confident and comfortable in their own skin, and I feel like that's something that you actually live by.
Mm-hmm.
So just tell us a little bit more about that.
I think women empowerment, it's important right now, because in the time where women are trying to express themselves a little bit more than before, there is the Women World Cup in France, mm-hmm. so I'm trying to speak about it. I think that's the time to speak about women in soccer,
definitely.
and that's the time, and you know, to speak about the fact that we can do whatever we want, as long as we love it. There's no limits. Even if somebody will say the opposite, but. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Are we going to see you at the halftime show for the World Cup?
Yeah.
We're going to see you freestyling? We'll pull some strings. We have a lot of strings.
But you definitely see me around the country. So watching the game. Mm-hmm. I'm from Paris, so I'm going to be there.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Will you play pickup with us if we're there?
Yeah.
Even you can rainbow from us.
So... Soccer Girl Probs stands for Soccer Girl Problems. That's our company. Mm-hmm. So, like, for us, it's like tan lines or turf burns or different things like that. Is there one for freestylers, like a freestyle props? Is there something specific that, because we don't know that much about the sport.
Like a problem that you would experience in training or whatever that really only freestylers would understand.
Freestyle, maybe what I can see is... a lot of people are trying to do freestyle, but then they give up, because the first 3-4 months, that's those are the worst. So I'd say just don't give up, and then maybe to try to find your routine, because that's tough to do freestyle. It's not something, there's no federation, so
just that is a problem.
Try to stay to stay focused and to stay regular doing what you're doing.
So now, like, in soccer, if I swing and miss a ball, it's called a whiff. Is there, like, a term in freestyle when you miss a trick or when you mess up? Or do they not have
any? No drop. There's no words for just that. Go. Because we're always missing a trick, even if, like, it's really hard to,
to
don't
not
mess up sometimes. Because, we, you know, that's hard.
I think that message is important, though. Again, back to our followers. We want to show them that even when they are encountering all these challenges and they mess up and they fall or they miss a shot, like, you have to keep going because that's what's going to make you better.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You will not succeed like this real quick.
Are you sponsored by anyone?
Yeah, I'm with Puma.
Puma? Okay. Yeah. So do you have to wear Puma shoes when you
train? Yeah, because I'm exclusive with Puma. Mm-hmm. But it's ending. But yeah, I have to wear Puma shoes.
Okay, and flat.
Yeah, flat shoes. Yeah. Because, you know, I use the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen you wear heels though, and do some crazy tricks.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It's amazing though.
Thank you.
Really is.
that's risky.
I can't even walk in a straight line, let alone I can't even have them. I would break my ankles.
I think it's
so
easier to play football than to walk.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree with
true.
That.
Do you want to go rapid fire?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, so we just have quick 6 questions. Don't peek. Six questions to give you, and then just say the quickest answer that comes to your head, okay?
Okay.
Favorite skill?
The eclipse.
Favorite shoe?
My heels. I have Louis Vuitton heels.
Ooh. Yeah. That's awesome. That's fancy.
Favorite music to train to?
Or
favorite song?
Depends. I love breakbeats because breakbeats.
Breakbeats?
Yeah.
Is that a band or a song?
No, it's like a kind of song.
Okay.
Or b-boy.
Oh. Okay.
Favorite food?
Algerian food from my country in North Africa.
Favorite freestyler?
Favorite freestyler? I'd say.
Yourself?
No. I'd say Soufiane Benkoc is a friend of mine. He's a really good one. He's a good freestyle. He's mixing a lot of dance moves and football moves, and he's doing as well a 1v1. He's the one who taught me how to play 1v1.
Love it. We'll have to check him out too.
Yes.
And favorite team?
Paris Saint-Germain. PSG.
All right, well, thank you so much. And where can our followers find you on social?
You can find me on Instagram, Lisa Freestyle, and same thing on Facebook and Twitter.
Cool.
Very cool. We love what you're doing for women, especially inspiring these young girls to become freestylers like you. And we really appreciate your time, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
And will you meg me when we're done with this?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.